As Queensland's Parliament considers removing abortion from the criminal code, a survey of more than 1,000 people in New South Wales has found that three quarters of them weren't aware it's still an offence in that state. Researchers say it shows the law is out of step with community views in Australia. Lexi Metherall has more.
Anyone who administers an abortion in New South Wales can be jailed for up to 10 years. Associate Professor Kirsten Black from the University of Sydney says women have to prove they will suffer if the pregnancy proceeds.
It is possible that both women and providers can be, you know, their judgment may not hold up in a court and they may be found to be undertaking an unlawful abortion.
As part of its effort to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales, the Greens commissioned polling of 1,015 of the state's residents online in 2015. Sydney University researchers have now led an in-depth analysis of that survey. Professor Black.
So 76% of respondents were unaware that abortion remains in the Crimes Act in New South Wales, and 73% thought it should be decriminalised. It was consistent across genders, age groups, residents of metropolitan, regional, rural areas, and across different levels of education.
The Greens' decriminalisation bill was voted down in the New South Wales Parliament last year. Professor Black says the research shows that's not what the public wanted.
So it shows that abortion law in New South Wales is out of step with contemporary community views.
Abortion is also listed as a criminal offence in Queensland, but that state's parliament is expected to vote on an abortion law reform bill introduced by the Labor government next month. The anti-abortion group Cherish Life Queensland has appeared before a parliamentary inquiry into the bill. Its executive director, Tishan Johnson, says change is unnecessary.
Because a woman can get an abortion very easily in Queensland already. A woman's never been convicted of an abortion, and there's about 14,000 abortions in Queensland every year.
But supporters of the bill say the current laws do create barriers for women. Dale Kelleher is the manager of Brisbane-based pregnancy counselling service Children by Choice. She's hoping the bill passes.
We know that Labor has definitely come out and said that they're giving their MPs a conscience vote. The LNP hasn't confirmed whether they will or not. It will certainly be tight, but we know that we have a lot of support within the community, but certainly in a lot of the MPs within Parliament.
That's Dale Kelleher from Children by Choice, ending Lexi Metherall's report.